listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
I would say that the return of constant uses of off-the-record sources is the result of a lot of the political bitterness in American life over the last 4 years.
He does love you just the way you are, and he loves you entirely too much to leave you that way.
It's that single word from the cross. It is finished. My forgiveness is as certain as the fact that Christ has died for the world.
Hi, this is Jack in Ponca City, Oklahoma, and I love to listen to Issues, Etc. while I play my bagpipe.
Well, if you're confused, join the club. The labels change as fast as people's minds can change, and with the abandonment of the sexual binary, and everyone gets to identify as whatever gender or non-gender or fluid gender that they want to be that particular day, it can make for some very confusing situations. Add on top of that that we're supposed to ask everyone what the preferred pronouns are before we address them. When we meet them, what's your preferred pronoun? And some of them aren't even words, but you can make up your own. It's everything is relative when it comes to this. And yet the persistent and inconvenient truth of the sexual binary isn't going away. That's why there's confusion, by the way. That's why when someone says, well, I'm a lesbian, then decides that they want to identify as a man, you have to ask questions like, well, does that mean you're now a straight man where you were a female lesbian? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Thursday afternoon, the 10th of December. We're going to be talking about divisions in the LGBTQ community over the sexual binary. Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family will be our guest. We're going to spend some time talking about COVID vaccines and the use of cells derived from abortions with Dr. Tara Sander Lee, Senior Fellow and Director of Life Sciences at the Charlotte Lozier Institute. We'll talk with the past president of the Evangelical Philosophical Society, Dr. Angus Manoogian, in part five of our series, Answering Arguments Against Christianity. Today, the argument, Christianity is anti-science. And then we'll discuss the consequences of canceling or postponing standardized testing during the pandemic. Joy Pullman, managing editor of The Federalist, will be alongside for that conversation. Joining us to discuss divisions in the LGBT community, Glenn Stanton. He's director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. He's author of several books, including The Myth of the Dying Church and a recent column for The Federalist titled Why Other Queers Are Stuffing Lesbians Back in the Closet. Glenn, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you. I loved your setup for this section.
Tell us a little bit about actress Ellen Page's recent announcement.
Well, Ellen Page, who she started out, she was the pregnant teenager in Juno, and now she's on Netflix Umbrella Academy. She is has been married for a few years to her quote-unquote wife, Emma Portner. But December 1st, she announces on Instagram, on her social media, that she is no longer Emma Page, but now Elliot Page. She is the authentic male that she has never realized that she was until, you know, somewhat recently. And so she is an actress in Hollywood. She is married to a woman and just announces, well, I'm not a woman, I'm a man, and expects the whole world to kind of play along with this and see her now as Elliot. And it's kind of stunning. And as you said, so it raises the question, is she a straight male now? Her wife, quote-unquote wife, Emma, is she married to a man? The categories just get so doggone confusing, you can't even keep up with it. And that's what happens when you try to redefine reality based on how we understand ourselves or feel about ourselves.
Well, now, rather than answer the questions about, are you a straight man, she kind of demurs and just says, you can't label me, I'm all different kinds of things. Is that a sufficient answer, given the confusion that these kinds of things raise for people?
Well, see, it's interesting. It's interesting, Todd, because Emma, when she was asked that question on social media, so are you no longer a lesbian now that you're married to a man? She shot back and said, this is my personal sex life, and it's not any of your business. Well, who brought it up in the first place? It was Ellen who brought it up and said, announce to the world everything, you know, about her sexuality and her gender. But now that it raises tough questions and interesting and logical questions, they don't want to talk about it. And so it's interesting. And Emma Portner said this, is like, you know, don't try to force me into your labels. But this whole thing came up because they brought up the label topic. Do not label me as a woman. I am now Elliot, a man. And so this is the irony of the left, is they want you to play by their rules. But when you try and you ask logical questions, like what's the implications of this, then they start barking back at you. And they can't have it both ways.
So let's kind of broaden the subject, because this comes as lesbians in the LGBT community are feeling some heat from the other letters in the LGBTQ acronym. What are lesbians themselves saying about their status in the LGBTQ community?
Well, and that's really the gist of my article at The Federalist today, is exactly that LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans. And what we're seeing is the trans are pushing out the lesbians out of the LGBT alphabet, if you will. And what that comes down to is what we're seeing like in lesbian bars. Okay, lesbian bars, what are they about? They're about women who like women who want to meet other women. But when a man comes in dressed up as a woman and assuming he's a woman and wants to chat up the other lesbians that are there, and the lesbians know this is not a woman, this is a dude dressed as a woman, and they say, you know what, take a hike, we're not interested, they are being attacked for being transphobic. In fact, there's a term for it, trans exclusionary radical feminist. And that a lesbian who says, you know what, I'm not interested in talking to you as a man dressed up as a woman, and please get out of my face. It's the women now, the lesbians, that are, it's a patriarchy, if you will. I mean, this is the crazy irony of all this, and it's hard to keep it all straight. But it's the patriarchy of the LGBT community driven by trans women, basically men that believe they're women. Lesbians now have to respect who they are and buy into this lie that they actually are women. They're not.
Okay. Can you explain to us why lesbians are the target of non-binary and queer derision?
You know what? That's a great question. And here's why they are the target, is because in order to be a lesbian, you have to hold up the binary. I am an objective, real, live woman, and I am only interested in other objective, real, live women, okay? You have to hold on to the binary in order to hold on to being a lesbian. And that is untenable now, that non-binary, quote-unquote, is the new cool thing. And so we're finding young lesbian women increasingly ditching and avoiding the term lesbian in favor of non-binary. And so there again, we have women having to take it on the chin, if you will, and say, you have to adjust to a man's world, and that man's world is now the trans woman in a very curious way. So no, I mean, in the lingo of gender theory, it's that lesbianism is a little bit too bioessentialist. it demands that womanhood is a particular thing and that I'm only interested in actual other biological women and not interested in men who are pretending to be women. So see, this is the thing, Todd. It's the craziness and the irrationality of gender theory that is ending up cannibalizing itself. And that's exactly what this article at the Federalist today is all about.
It occurs to me, Glenn, that each of these categories, LGBT, and I'm not sure about Q because it's a little hazy there, but at least LGBT, all of those categories to one degree or another rest on the objective existence of the sexual binary. Can any of them survive this move to say, okay, the binary must go?
See, Todd, and that is exactly right. And this is what I've been saying for years, is that gender theory rests on the idea that the binary is bad. To say that there's only male and female is like a flat earth theory. That must be rejected. But the LGBT itself rests solely on the binary. You know, lesbians are women, real women who like real women. Gay is real men who like real men. Bi, you have bisexual, binary, and then you have trans. The only way the trans road runs is male and female. It is LGBT itself is inherently binary, but it is an effort to try to do away with the binary, and that's why the thing itself is cannibalizing itself, and the lesbians are the first to go. And that's what I talk about in my article. Lesbians are seeing this. The word lesbian is now a bad word. You cannot be a lesbian. You have to be non-binary or queer. Queer is the term that is replacing lesbian, because lesbian is too, as again, they use the terminology, too bioessentialist.
You say that this is much more than just the LGBTQ version of who's popular or which category is coolest. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it really comes down to that lesbians who insist, you know what? I'll just say it frankly, a person who comes into a lesbian bar with a male physical part dressed up as like a woman and tries to talk to the lesbian women, them saying, you know what, I'm not interested in you, take your male equipment and go elsewhere. Again, that is being called transphobic. And that's what we're seeing here, is that, if you will, pure lesbianism, you know, good old-fashioned lesbianism, women who like women, that is now an untenable situation within the LGBT community. So it's not just about what terms are cool, but this idea that women really exist. And there's this thing called, I talk about it in the article, the Lesbian Bar Project. Lesbian bars are drying up across the country. Now, Todd, for us, being conservative Christians, we think, well, that's a good thing. But lesbian bars are drying up across the country, and the Lesbian Bar Project had to be initiated because there are no longer, if you will, quote-unquote, safe spaces for lesbians to be lesbians. You know, it's that shower room thing, the locker room thing for women, of trans men coming into locker rooms, that has finally come down to roost for the lesbians themselves, because those same men who are dressing up like women coming into our daughters' locker rooms, they're now going to the lesbian bars too. The lesbians are not having anything to do with it, and they are being called and accused of being transphobic because of it.
We have been told that lesbianism is like the attraction between heterosexual or gay men, but only between women. Does the research bear that out?
Yeah, that's another thing that I talk about, is and this is the problem. I mean, gender theory is based on this idea that we are all just humans and there's no difference between male and female. But gender theory and gender theorists themselves have been finding out in the last 15 years or so that men and women have a different type of sexuality, that even the radical theorists themselves say that there is a plasticness if you will, or a malleableness to female sexuality. And this is proven in the fact, and I talk about this in my article, that surprisingly, this is shocking to people, but women who identify as lesbian, self-identify as lesbian, tend to have a pregnancy, an unwanted pregnancy, and abortion rate at roughly twice the level of heterosexual women. So, oddly enough, that is a whole lot of baby-making sex that so-called lesbian women are having, even more than so-called heterosexual women. And that's evidence of the fact that lesbianism, as we think we understand it, and as it has been sold to us by the LGBT community, really doesn't exist. The lifelong lesbian who, like, I am only interested in women, is more of a unicorn than not. And the lesbian community knows this, that female sexuality is dramatically different than male sexuality. And lesbianism, for the most part, is really what we think of and identify as bisexuality. Women fall in love with the person. Men are more interested in physical sexual body parts. Men and women are different in this way.
So what do you think is going to happen to the LGBT community long term, given the fact that the force of the objective existence of the sexual binary isn't going away, and the logic of the situation, as we've discussed here, pretty much requires, if you deny the binary, all the other categories have to eventually fall away. What's this mean for the future of the LGBT community?
That's exactly right. It really comes down to something that all parents and kids know well. Our parents told us when we were little, if you're going to be a liar, you have to have a good memory. They were not trying to teach us how to be good liars. They were saying, if you're going to deviate from the truth, you had better keep your story straight, and you're not going to be able to do that. Gender theorists and the non-binary folks and the LGBT folks are deviating from the truth of nature, that there is a male and female nature and that they are different. Now they're getting caught in their lie. And that's exactly what we're seeing with Ellen Page and Emma Portner. You know, Ellen wants to be Elliot, and people ask Emma, so now are you married to a man or a woman? And they say, well, you know, stop asking us hard questions. No, we're just trying to keep up with your script, you know? We're trying to be sensitive to who you are. And that is the thing, is that the LGBT theory, LGBT politics, is colliding, T-boning at the intersection with reality. And that's what we're seeing. And it's having a hard time sustaining itself. And it is incumbent upon people like us who care for souls to illuminate this and help them understand that your logic is not holding up, that you can try to rewrite reality. You can try to rewrite humanity, that male and female don't exist, but they do. And the sooner you realize that and stop trying to play it away, the better off you're going to be. So yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing, Todd.
I think it is fair to say that until recently, the most politically powerful category in the LGBTQ has been the G, has been gay men. They were the ones, at least, who publicly kind of fought all the battles for the political and social gains that the sexual revolution has achieved. Logically, shouldn't the non-binary and queer communities be criticizing gay men as well for their implicit acceptance of the sexual binary?
Well, see, and that's interesting, because it's ironically the LGBT community, and lesbians have long known this, is a very patriarchal kind of community. First of all, you know, lesbians have long said, how come we have to march in the back of the parades? We do not get to march up front. In fact, many lesbians, they just go on and have their own parades because they don't feel a part of, you know, equal in the community. But here's the other thing. Trans men, if you will, a biological woman who believes she's a man, she is not going to go to the gay bar and try to sell her and pass herself off as, well, I'm just one of the guys here to have a good time. They know the men will not put up with that. But the trans women, physical, biological men who believe they are women, they can go into the lesbian bars and push themselves on the lesbians there. I mean, that's patriarchy, you know? And it is endemic in the LGBT community, and this is what lesbians are realizing, that there is a patriarchy in the LGBT community that does not care for genuine, authentic womanhood and requires the women to become something other than they're not. And that's why we are seeing the disappearance of lesbianism, and lesbianism being a bad word now in LGBT politics.
Glenn Stanton is Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. He's author of several books, including his latest, The Myth of the Dying Church, and a recent column for The Federalist titled, Why Other Queers Are Stuffing Lesbians Back in the Closet. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Glenn, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to talk about COVID vaccines using the cells derived from abortions. Dr. Tara Sander Lee will be our guest from the Charlotte Lozier Institute. Then we'll spend some time with Dr. Angus Manoogian, part 5 of our series, Answering Arguments Against Christianity. Today, Christianity is anti-science. Advent is a time to reflect, pray, and worship the Christ who came, who comes, and will come again. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is an Advent devotional booklet called The Jesse Tree. These short daily devotions are filled with symbols, telling the story of Jesus from creation to his second coming. The Jesse Tree is available for only $3. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Jesse Tree.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Sent to serve. Across the nation, children are back in 1900 Lutheran schools serving students in early childhood through high school. Whether in person or through remote learning, students are thriving in programs of excellence in safe, caring Christian environments taught by dedicated teachers. To find a school in your community, visit lcms.org/schools. That's lcms.org/schools.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The world is filled with darkness now. It's maybe darker than it's ever been before.
Issues Etc. guest Dr. Adam Kuntz.
The reason to come to Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne and to study to be a pastor is so that the light of Christ can shine that much more brightly. It's not a time for retreat. It's not a time for hiding. It's a time to hear the Lord's call and to come out and to serve Him, to shine His light into very dark places in people's souls, in people's lives, throughout our nation and throughout the world.
Learn more about studying for the vocation of pastor at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. ctsfw.edu or 1-800-481-2155.
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at outdoornativitystore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities. OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.